Technology and its use for the future of agriculture. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Ag's up-and-coming farmers and ranchers say technology and knowing how to use it will be a big part of how they do things in the future. For example, Jenny Gulbuff of Colorado supports genetically modified crops because
these modified crops actually use less fuel, help water efficiency, reduce spray uses, and give farmers better harvest per acre.
Her interest stems from years earlier when a tornado tore out her family's corn and soybean crops for the year.
When I found out about the biotech crops a few years later, I was amazed. Just imagine traits and such being added to corn and other crops so that they could have stronger stalks and not be as easily destroyed in storms.
Merriwin Winters of Texas says ag has benefited from great technological advances such as artificial insemination and in vitro technologies for livestock, but she wonders how that could impact future gene pools as animals are bred for specific traits. She notes a personal example of genetic diversity, her goat, Hash Brown.
From bottle baby to a vertical 8-foot-tall goat on his back hooves, this genetic mashup has never gone down due to illness. His only medication is the monthly worming and an occasional booster shot.
Colton Searcy of California says tech advances in ag combined with outreach to bridge the knowledge of communication gaps between farmers and consumers will be important in the future to solve issues such as having enough water resources in times of drought, something California is familiar with right now.
If we build water infrastructure and contain the water, we will revive the local economy from all the loss of crops.
I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.